Grandpa Still Remembers and Paul's Parables present stories by Auntie Winnie, my sister, who was a missionary in South Africa.
Hi, I'm Winnie. Here you are, stories about anything, written especially for kids in South Africa.
Beginnings, Episode 8. Ready for another story? Shall we have it in English, Amharic, Fra-Fra, Korean, or French? Today we hear about the beginning of languages, the Tower of Babel. Each of Noah's sons chose a different direction to go settle, but they didn't travel very far before they started building their homes. Years passed, and the rain came occasionally, but it never rained for long. And every time they saw the rainbow, parents told their children the story of the big flood and God's rainbow promise to never again destroy all living things on earth. They had big families, and soon there were lots of people again. But I'm sorry to say, not all of them remembered God, or why he had destroyed the whole earth and saved only Noah and his family in the ark. Many forgot God's rainbow promise and his commands about sacrifice, and they began to think man was the only important thing on earth. Most of the people traveled slowly together toward the east. They got to a big plain somewhere in present-day Iraq. Nimrod was their leader, a very clever hunter and builder. One day, Nimrod called a big meeting of all the people. He stood on a wagon above the crowd. "People of the earth, aren't you tired of wandering around looking for homes?"
"Yes,"
they all shouted. "I have a plan. Let us build a big city on this well-watered plain. There are no rocks to ruin your fields, and the flocks can graze near the rivers. Some of you make houses, and the rest come to me. We are going to build a big tower that will reach to God, higher than God. Who needs him anyway? And we will make a name for ourselves."
"But what about God's command to scatter over the whole earth?" shouted a voice from the back.
"Of what use is that? We're strong if we stick together. We'll be our own God. He has forgotten us." A few families left, but most of them built little shacks near each other and went to help make bricks for the big tower. They collected earth and dry grass, carried water, and stamped in the squishy mud before forming bricks to dry in the sun. Nimrod was everywhere directing the work. "Bring the bricks that are dry and start wheeling barrows full of mortar over to our bricklayers. The foundation is ready to start building the walls." The work went well, and God, watching from heaven, was not pleased. "I told them to scatter. Man just makes trouble for himself living in huge cities. But as long as they are united in what they do, they can please themselves. And what evil will they think of next? They may wipe out all of the population of earth. Let's go down and confuse their language." Suddenly, there was disorder at the mud pits. "I said I want another wheelbarrow for the mud, you dolt. Bring it here."
"Min eine Nkwankwa Tanagra lich ine hidkizi."
That's Amharic for, "What kind of nonsense are you talking? I'm leaving."
Hey, where do you think you're going? I need mud."
"Ako willina mi?"
Pazandi for, "Oh dear me, what is going on?"
"Pardon? Qu'est-ce que vous dites?"
That's French for, "Excuse me, what's that you said?" And men began to throw down their shovels in disgust and leave the pits. At the tower, there was even greater confusion.
"Hey, Sam, throw me another brick."
"Moraguyo?"
"What's that you said?" Korean.
"Satu."
"Oh my goodness, my brick hit the man. He wasn't watching."
"I'll teach you to throw bricks at me."
And someone hollered out in Afrikaans, no doubt, "Quick, someone, call the doctor. This man is bleeding."
"A fight.
Sauna, Rebsha.
Hey, hey, look what's going on."
Nimrod arrived at the scene.
"What is going on here? I leave you all for 3 minutes and there's chaos."
A babble of voices answered him, and many of them were angry, and Nimrod could not understand a word any of them said.
"Everyone has gone crazy."
People began shouting, thinking they could be understood better. And there were fights breaking out all over the worksite. A few found someone else they could understand, and slowly they separated into their own language groups.
"Let's go.
Andiamo.
Inhid.
En avant.
Kaja."
Soon the city was abandoned, as families joined with one or two other families they could speak with and traveled away to settle with reasonable people. And that is why we speak so many languages all over the world. That's it for now, kids. Listen again to hear about the beginning of God's chosen people. This is Auntie Mimi saying bye for now.